Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are concluding the first chapter of Maseches Krisos. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Now, after a woman gave birth, she would have a pure period, followed by an impure period, after which she would bring a carbon. And the same would apply if she had a miscarriage after a certain stage in the development. So after the birth of a female, there would be a total of 80 days after which she would bring this sacrifice. So now the question is, what if she miscarries during these 80 days? During these 80 days, she would not have to bring another sacrifice, but after these 80 days, she would. Now what happens if she has the miscarriage after the conclusion of the 80th day? So it's the night, the evening of the 81st day, which is after the 80 days have concluded, but she's not yet able to bring the sacrifice until the daytime of that 81st day. So the question is, what happens if she miscarries in this little window between those two things? So let's look at the Mishnah. Hamapelas or Lishmonim Be'echad. If a woman miscarries on the eve of that 81st day, Beishamai Potrin Min HaKarban, then Beishamai says she does not bring a sacrifice for that miscarriage. Ubeis Hillel Mechayvin, but Beis Hillel says she does. Amru Beis Hillel Beishamai. So Beis Hillel is going to now argue against Beis Shammai with a logical argument, and they say, Maishna or Lishmonim Be'echad Miyom Shmonim Be'echad. They say, what difference is there between the eve of the 81st day and the daytime of the 81st day? Im Shavalo Lutuma, if they're the same when it comes to impurity, because she would become impure, Lo Yishvelo Lakarbon, shouldn't they be the same for the sacrifice? That if she has to bring one, if she miscarries on the day of the 81st day, then she should have to bring one if she miscarries on the eve of the 81st day? Amar Lahem Beis Shammai. Lo, no. Im Amartem V'Mapelas Yom Shmonim Ve'Echad, if you say this regarding a woman who miscarries on the day of the 81st day, Shekein Yaseh B'Shah Shehi Re'uya L'Havi B'Karban, which is a time when she could bring her sacrifice. She could have brought that sacrifice at 10 o'clock in the morning. So if she miscarries at 11 o'clock in the morning because she hasn't brought the sacrifice yet, she could have brought the sacrifice. Tomru B'Mapelas Or L'Shmonim Ve'Echad, would you say the same about the eve of the 81st day? Shelo Yatzah B'Shah Shehi Re'uya L'Havi B'Karban, when she could not have brought that sacrifice? So she hasn't brought her sacrifice yet, and that's through no negligence on her part whatsoever. That's because it's not yet time. So she should be exempt because it's still in the pre-carbon period. Amru Lahem Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel respond to Beis Shammai. Vahari Hamapelas Yom Shmonim Ve'echad Shechalios B'Shabbos Tokiach. So then let a woman whose 81st day falls on Shabbos prove our point. Shelo Yatzah B'Shah Shehi Re'uya L'Havi B'Karban V'Chayeves B'Karban. Because if her 81st day falls on Shabbos, that is not a time when she could bring this sacrifice for her giving birth. And she would have to bring a sacrifice for this miscarriage. So that proves our point, say Beis Hillel. Amru Lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai responded to that, Lo, no. Im Amartem B'Mapelas Yom Shmonim Ve'echad Shechalios B'Shabbos, if you say that about a woman whose 81st day falls on Shabbos, Sha'af al pi she'enu roi l'karbon yachad, even though an individual can't bring a sacrifice on that day, roi l'karbon tzibor, the congregation can bring a sacrifice on that day. For example, there were daily sacrifices and the Musaf and other things that were brought on behalf of the entire people on that day. So if you say this, that she's obligated if she miscarries on that day, Tomru b'mapelas or l'shmonim v'echad she'ein halayla ru'i, lo l'karbon yachid v'lo l'karbon tzibor, shall we say the same thing about a woman who miscarries on the eve of the 81st day? It's nighttime. No sacrifices are brought at night. Not a private sacrifice, not a public sacrifice. So they're two completely different things. You can't bring a proof from one to the other. Hadamim einan mochichin. And by the way, you said that they're the same when it comes to impurity. The blood that would make her impure don't prove anything either. Shehamapelas betoch malos demeha tamein upetura min hakarbon. Because a woman who miscarries in this time period, the blood is considered pure, and she's exempt from bringing a sacrifice. So even Beis Hillel's first argument also doesn't prove anything according to Beis Shammai. Let us look in the Bar Neuro. Hamapelas l'or shmonim be'echad, a woman who miscarries on the eve of the 81st day, She yelled in the cave, she gave birth to a girl. V'lel shmonim ve'echad shahayisir uya l'machar l'havi kaparasa hefila. And on the eve of the 81st day, when she's able to bring that sacrifice, she has a miscarriage. Beis Shammai potrin min hakarbon, Beis Shammai exempt her from the sacrifice. Mili d'shnia, of the second birth, meaning of the miscarriage. She still has to bring one for the baby that she had. Af agav del achar maloshu, even though it's after this period of time, harl v'lailahu, v'lo yatsa sharu'uya l'karbon, d'laila m'chusir zman karbonhu. The reason they exempt her is because it's not yet time to bring the sacrifice. So she falls within that period where she could not have brought it yet, and therefore anything that happens until she can bring it is still included in it. Skipping a little bit. Maishna or Lishmonim ve'echad miyom shmonim ve'echad. What's the difference between the eve of the 81st day and the daytime of the 81st day? Devadei chayeves karbon al hanafal shehepila ledivrei hakol, however achar malos hepila. Because on the day of the 81st day, everyone agrees she has to bring a sacrifice for the miscarriage, because that's after her time period. Im shavalo latuma. So Beis Hillel say, if they're the same when it comes to impurity, Shahari atem modim, Beis Hillel say to Beis Shammai, you agree. Shebeshkias hachama shel yom shmonim, kulo yom toar shala, vim rasa belaila shmonim echad temea. So they say that you agree that if she has this miscarriage in the evening, she would be impure, even though if she had it on the day of the 80th day, she would still be pure. So they agree in that nighttime period when it comes to ritual impurity. But Beis Shammai say, hadamim ein mochichin, they say that this is no contradiction to our position. V'hadam sha'atem omrim im shavalo latuma ein araya. And the blood that you say proves your point, Beis Hillel, doesn't. Shahari hamapeles toch molos damatame m'mnei haleda. Because a woman who miscarries during this period, her blood is impure because of birth. V'eno chayeves karbon sheni, and she doesn't have to bring a second sacrifice. L'fisha kol sheba betoch molos nechshav ki'ilu ba im havlad harishon. Because anyone who miscarries during this malos period until after the end of the 80 days, that miscarriage will be included in the sacrifice she brings for the baby she had, and even Beis Hillel agrees to this. So Beis Shammai argues a very good case against Beis Hillel, although I believe the halacha does in fact follow Beis Hillel. Mishnah Zion. Ha'isha sheyesha leha safech hamisha zivos or safech hamisha ledos. If a woman has 5 doubtful cases of ziva, various emissions, or 5 doubtful cases of birth, meaning that she miscarried 5 things and doesn't know if they're the things that need sacrifices brought or not, mevia karbon echad ve'ocheles bezvachim, then she can bring 1 sacrifice, and that enables her to then eat from sanctified foods, from other sacrifices. Ve'ein hashar lehachova, and she doesn't have to bring the other sacrifices. So 5 doubtful situations, bring 1 sacrifice just to clear it up. Don't bring sacrifices for the others. Chamesh ledos vados, but if she had 5 miscarriages, the type of which definitely require her to bring a sacrifice. Chamesh zivos vados, so if she had 5 emissions, that would definitely require her to bring a sacrifice. Mevia karbon echad ve'acheles bezvachim. Then she brings the first sacrifice, and that enables her to eat from sacrifices. V'hashar lehachova, and she's still obligated to bring the rest. Even though she can still eat sacrifices now, she has to bring subsequent ones for things that she was definitely obligated in. Maisa, there was an incident. She'amdu kinim b'Yerushalayim b'dinrei zahav. There was an incident when the price of these birds, the pairs of birds that needed to be brought for sacrifices, rose in Jerusalem until they were a golden dinar, which is an exorbitant price. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said, Hamon hazeh, he swore by the temple. Lo alin halayla ad shiyu bidinarin. He says, I will not sleep tonight until the price goes down to a dinar, so a silver coin rather than a golden coin, which was 1/25 the price. Nichnas lebeisdin v'limeid. So he went to the Sanhedrin and he taught, Ha'isha sheyesha lechamesh ledos vados, that a woman who has 5 obligatory miscarriages needs to bring 5 sacrifices. Chamesh zivos vados, or if she had 5 emissions and needs to bring 5 sacrifices. Mevia karbon echad, only brings 1 sacrifice. Ve'ocheles bezvachim, and then she can eat sacrifices. Ve'ein hashar lehachova, and she no longer has to bring the other sacrifices. V'amdu kinimbo b'yom b'rivas sayim. And then the price of these birds dropped to a quarter of a dinar. So they went down even lower than he sought to have the price reduced. Supply and demand, once people didn't need to bring so many, the price dropped. Let's look in the Bartonuro. Mevia carbon echad. If she has five doubtful cases, she only has to bring one sacrifice. Chatas ha'of haba'al ha'safek. It's the sin offering of birds that's brought in a case of doubt. Vocheles bezvachim, and after that she can eat sacrifices. Shahari ha'karben hazeh le'taharaba, because this sacrifice is brought for purification purposes. Harihu kitvila, it's like immersion in a mikvah. She'im nitmes ha'isha kamatumos, if a woman becomes impure through a variety of things, tevila achas ola l'chulam, then a single immersion in a mikvah would purify her. Af karban zekein. And that's the situation with this, that for purification purposes, you only need one sacrifice. Ve'en hashar lehachova, and she doesn't have to bring the other sacrifices. Lo hitzrichuha chachamim lehavian, the sages did not obligate her to bring them. Shaf ha'echad bekushi hitiru lehakriv safek malika chulin lemizbeach. Because even the first one, there's a question whether they should be permitted to sacrifice it at the altar. Elashim lokein, but if they didn't permit even the one, then she'd have no other way to become pure for eating sacrificial food. So they permitted the one, even though that's a case of doubt. Skipping a bit. Nichnas lebezdin velimed. So when he wanted to lower the price from this exorbitant rate, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel went into the Sanhedrin and he taught. Even though he was more lenient than what the Torah requires, and he taught something that was not in accordance with the halacha, he did it because of the concept of es lasos lashem. Sometimes you have to break the law to save the law. Because if this were not the case, no one would bring these sacrifices. They were financially prohibitive. Zero sacrifices would be brought. People who couldn't afford it wouldn't bring even a single pair of birds for their sacrifice. And they would end up eating the sacrifices in a state of impurity. So in order to prevent that, he had to waive the other sacrifices in order to avoid people eating sacrifices in a state of impurity. And the price dropped to Berevasayim, the quarter of a dinar. Shtei kinim b'shnei revie dinari kesef. So the two birds would cost 2/4 of a silver kesef. The dinar zahav, hu esrim v'chamesha dinari kesef. And that gold dinar that they were originally cost, that's 25 silver dinars. So it really dropped a significant amount. All right, that is the end of the Mishnah and the end of the first parak. Join us tomorrow, and we will begin Parak Beis with Mishnayas Aleph and Beis.